Praise be Jesus and Mary. One characteristic of God's mercy towards us is that it is persevering. God's mercy towards us is constant and persevering. God never tires of searching for us in order to find us wherever we might be in our spiritual lives, or even if we are dead in sin, God still looks for us to find us where we're at, but not to leave us there, but then once we're found, to draw us close to himself, or closer to himself. And it's in this optic, I think, that we have to read St. Paul's admonition in the epistle, that patience that God uses with us, we must use with our neighbors as well. St. Paul speaks of judgment, and he reminds us, and we know what Catholic teaching is, that our judgments cannot ever extend to the intentions of our neighbors. We never know those. They remain unknown to us. They remain known to God alone. So our judgment cannot extend to the intentions of our neighbors, nor can our judgments, when we have to judge actions, nor can our judgment of our neighbor's actions be definitive either. Just as God is patient with us, so we must be patient with our neighbors. Even if our neighbors are doing harm to us or others or to themselves, of course, their actions must be judged. If they are harming somebody, we must seek to impede that harm to themselves, to others, or to us. However, we must do so always with great patience and with hope for the conversion of that sinner who is harming somebody, oftentimes himself, always himself in the process. And very often we are afraid to admonish a sinner, and we use that excuse that we don't want to hurt his feelings, harm him, or be labeled as haters. But very often the concern is not for the person that we fail to admonish. The concern is for ourselves. We are simply concerned about our feelings getting hurt in the process when somebody reacts, pushes back, or we get labeled as something undesirable in society today. So true concern, yes, has to realize that perhaps somebody needs our mercy and our patience and our accompaniment in order to desist from harming himself or others or even ourselves. But even when we do so, we must again, as God is to us, be the same way to our brothers. Show them mercy that's constant and persevering. And in that way, we too might contribute to bring joy to the angels of heaven, because there will be more rejoicing among the angels of God, says the Lord, over one sinner who repents than over 99 who have no need of repentance. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.